Kia ora. This program is brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard.
Sometimes just sitting in it and being slow and just embracing it and listening to ourselves and our voice, whatever it may be saying, and noticing those signs early on.
If you are achieving what you want, then you're not a failure and you're doing what you're exactly supposed to be doing.
Welcome to Team Talk.
I'm Somia.
And I'm Himangi.
I'm Katya.
And I'm Elizabeth.
Today we're here just going to be having conversations around burnout, what that looks like, what some of our experiences are, and some strategies that can help us and others who are listening today. So thank you so much for joining us today. So let's start the question. What is burnout?
Well, I definitely think burnout is something that affects everyone, but burnout is definitely a thing, for example, makes me stressed, tired, and drained. If you have too many things going on, such as an assignment, and then you have work, and then there's other things like other activities, you can feel just drained. So that's what I think burnout is, but there's other people have different ideas on what burnout is. Yeah.
I like your take on it being subjective.
Yeah.
Each person's experience being different to another. I totally resonate with what you mentioned as well. It's like a physical, physiological, and a psychological kind of experience. I remember first having burnout like 3 months ago. And I was really pushing myself, really motivated to, like, you know, do my assignments, show up to work, and just to give and give. And it wasn't until a few, weeks of continuously doing that I realized I had nothing to give. And that just made me think about how important it is to have a balance, and that sometimes it's not always about giving to others. It's sometimes about giving to ourselves.
Well, how did you conquer that burnout in general? You said that you didn't have much to give anymore, but how did you figure that out, and how did you change that kind of,
Yeah, honestly, it's been a journey because, I love to volunteer and I love to contribute, but I think it was about putting my needs first and realize that sometimes it's okay to take care of ourselves, because by taking care of ourselves we can better care for others. And that's when I realized that, how can I care for myself? And it was about doing things that are really healing for me, like being out in the sun, being around nature, spending time in bed, and just literally being.
That is very thoughtful. What about you? You're a student, so it must be very stressful for you to get and experience burnout much quicker as a student. Yeah.
Yeah, no, for sure. I've started year 12 this year, and I've already gotten assignments on assignments, tests, like basically every week. So many things are just piling up all so close. And along with that, I do volunteering outside, I do sports. So it can get like really overwhelming at some points. But as she said, like, you have to definitely take your needs like in priority. So for me, I usually love going out on runs, meeting with friends sometimes, and just like listening to music in bed, like genuinely my favorite thing.
So good.
Yeah, I would say that's my experience till now.
Definitely.
Mm. Yeah, but one particular experience that comes to mind is a couple of weeks ago where I'm a student at Well at Massey, where I was taking four courses, doing quite a bit of volunteering, and then I realised, I'm starting to burn out. I need to drop one of my courses and think about what's actually my priority. And so, I did drop one of my courses and then looked at what volunteering am I actually doing, and what's been a help to others.
Yeah,
I get that, because I just finished Massey with my degree, and I had four courses, and I didn't drop any of those courses, and I kind of stayed strong on that. But I had to leave clubs that I've made or clubs that I've joined. I had to just change the way I'm doing things and volunteer less. Because when I burnt out, I was just not wanting to do anything. I became depressed at that point. Because burnout just leaves... If you're not going to fix your burnout, it's just going to make your issues worse. Mm-hmm. And depending on what you are doing to your burnout, you just need to... you're on your own until you're not, until you actually fix your issues. But, yeah, burnout is just horrible. Because I experienced that as a university student as well, and I can't imagine what people outside of university are like when they have to have a job and take care of children or something. Yeah.
I really relate to you. As you said, you dropped out in one of your courses. Mm. I did the same in college as well, because I used to do many sports. I did cricket, netball, and I had to stop that to prioritize like other things that are more necessary. So I do definitely agree with prioritizing stuff that you genuinely need to work on before than doing everything. So, yeah.
What are your big priorities right now as you're in year 12? Is there like you need to want to get to year 13 and that's your priority, or do you have smaller things on the side as well as a priority?
I would say it's a mix, because definitely one of my priorities is passing NCA2, of course. It's one of the hardest things.
Yeah, it's not easy.
No.
Yeah, no. So that's definitely my main priority right now. But alongside that, I really want to still work on like leadership and other interests and hobbies that I actually like to do, such as dance or sports. So, yeah, my aim right now is to kind of try and balance everything, which, again, is hard, but... Yeah.
Well, how do you balance it? Like, do you have a calendar of your activities and schools and jobs and stuff?
Yeah. Well, I don't have a job right now, so that definitely makes it a bit easier. but I do have my to-do list every single day on what tasks I have to do. And, again, my priority that I definitely want to finish in that day itself. But, yeah, that's basically how I manage my times. Yeah.
Yeah, and to be able to manage your time well and to not burn out, you definitely need a schedule.
Yeah.
And to look at what you're actually doing and not, like, filling up every single day, like, allowing yourself time to just do nothing.
Yeah, totally. Like, allowing yourself not to do nothing, but also being flexible and... just allowing slowness as well.
Yeah.
And just this chance to experience being present.
Mm.
And it's really hard because, you know, when you've got goals, when you've got priorities, you've got, you know, this huge urge to achieve, which is really fantastic. But I think what I've realized is also realizing sometimes just sitting in it and being slow and just embracing it. And listening to ourselves and our voice, whatever it may be saying, and noticing those signs early on doesn't mean that we're a failure. It just means that we're listening to ourselves so we can, you know, be more successful going forward. And that success could look so, like, it's subjective, so it could look in, you know, so many different ways.
Did you ever figure out or understand your burnout when it first started happening, or did it take you a while to figure that out? Because
So I didn't actually understand it at first. My friend had noticed it, and shout out to my friend. She like a sister. But I was hanging out with her because you know, she's such a close friend, and she just noticed that I wasn't myself. I was very tired, my energy levels just weren't there, and the way I was managing the conversation wasn't as usual. And so that's when she really sat me down and was like, hey, I'm noticing that, you know, you feel really, really tired. Is everything going okay? And it just allowed me to open up to her, and that's when, through her own experience, she was able to share that actually, I think you might be experiencing burnout. And that's when I first noticed. And it just made me realize that, wow, I wish I'd known earlier, like, what burnout was. What about you guys? Did you know burnout ever existed?
I definitely knew burnout existed, but I didn't think I'd get burnout. I thought I was completely different from everyone else. But no, that's everyone could be burnt out. It's not just one individual. It could be anyone. So when I was first year at Massey myself, I was the president of the photography club. I was a business studies club at various other clubs, and I had four courses that semester. I was volunteering, and I felt depressed. My sister at the time, shout out to my sister, was like, I think you're burning out. You need to give yourself a little bit of a break. Your body, you have a cold, you're sick, you need to just relax. So I figured out that I will lower my activities down, but not, and have a priority, of course, that's what we've been talking about before, but have the weekend just not doing anything. It was a kind of a good catch from my sister and my family in general, but if you're going that low, definitely seek friendship or friends or families and stuff, and you're not alone on that. Yeah. What about you?
Yeah, I'm not quite sure how I or others recognised that I was burning out, like, the first time, but, like, since I've experienced it before, I'm able to kind of recognise the signs of starting to, which is why I can be like, how can I lower my load, such as the join of the course, or not saying yes to everything, saying, no, I can't actually do this. I really need a rest. Or
I think for me, I actually only found out what burnout actually was last year. I don't know, I used to think that if I'm not trying everything or doing everything, it's like I'm not taking everything out of myself. Like, I'm not trying to my very best. But luckily, my parents this year genuinely supported me a lot in what prioritizing my goals are. So as I said, passing year 12. So they were like, you have so many other activities in the backgrounds, you would definitely need to cut some out. So that confirmation genuinely helped me, because if they weren't there, I wouldn't have done that. And I would just think that I'm still not pushing myself to the hardest. And yeah, I would just be in self-doubt. So yeah.
I guess because my burnout started because I saw everyone else, like, get Dean's List, yes, or have awards and actually achieve a lot more than I would.
Yeah.
And I was like, why can't I be like those people? But they're the biggest burnouts. They burn out quicker than, because they have high expectations. Everyone feels like they're going to expect high, they need to have high expectations, and they need to do this or that, or they're a failure. And that's not true. If you are achieving what you want, then you're not a failure, and you're doing what you're exactly supposed to be doing. So, yeah, that burnout,
a big part in recovering from it is giving yourself grace to, like you say, not force yourself to get, like, A+ or...
Yeah.
Or in the NCAA system.
Kind of reminds me of what you previously said about not always saying yes to everything.
Yeah, that's a good one.
You know, it could be so easy to want to say yes and want to help and, you know, achieve all these opportunities. But yeah, sometimes saying no, I need to actually take care of myself before I can do anything, is what might actually be more helpful. So yeah, that's something I'm definitely learning how to say no at times and not feeling guilty about it, because rest is also being productive, that you don't have to always have movement to, you know, have things be defined as being productive. And yeah, you can rest and you can relax, and that's totally okay.
Yeah, and it's a very important part.
Yeah.
And do you guys have any advice to others? I know we've talked about various things already, but any advice to others to kind of recognise the signs and to kind of prevent or recover from burnout?
Is it subjective? That's the word, right? Yes. Burnout can affect people differently. However, for me, I get sick. My body just feels fatigued. If you have that, then definitely know that as a sign and maybe just chill out for a couple of days. That's my symptoms, and depression is also another one. So I would definitely just don't let it get worse. Definitely chill out for a couple of days. Let others know that maybe I'm having a wellness day rather than... Yeah, those are my kind of tips. Have a wellness day. Let people know that you're having a wellness day and just chill.
Yeah, I totally agree with what you've said. I think realizing that it's okay to ask for help and that there's no shame in the experiences and emotions you're having really helps with accepting the fact that you are experiencing burnout and that you can take time to rest. And knowing that your needs matter too. And it's part of self-love. What about yourself?
I think the symptoms that I have is usually a billion thoughts rushing through my head. So if you're just feeling overpowered by your brain, by your thoughts, just give yourself a break and do whatever makes you relax. Yeah, that's what I would say.
Yeah, so some of my signs were also feeling super tired.
Yeah, how did you overcome that? What's your advice for other people?
Same go to things.
Yeah. it's very common thing. But I'm glad that you guys have finally got the, not courage, but like the ability to understand and know when you're getting burnt out. And you know that once you're burnt out, just have a break. So that's an important thing to understand, yeah.
Well, thank you so much, guys. It was so lovely just having this very vulnerable, safe exchange of conversations on what burnout is. And to those listening, thank you so much for your time. Hope you take care of yourself. Ka kite anō.
Bye, thank you.
That program was brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard. Thanks New Zealand On Air for funding accessmedia.nz.